Titus chapter 3. Remind the brethren to be submissive and obedient to civil rulers and secular authorities, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, not to be argumentative, to be gentle, demonstrating meekness toward all men. For we also once were foolish, disobedient, and deceived, being slaves to various carnal cravings and pleasures, living in depravity and jealousy, being hated and hating others. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love toward man was revealed, not because of righteous works which we did ourselves, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of being regenerated, having God's life born inside of us, and the ongoing renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He pours out upon us richly through Jesus, the Anointed One, our Savior. This was so that, being made just by His grace, we might be made heirs of God, which is the expectation of those who have the eternal life of God. This is a worthy saying, and I want you to confidently affirm this, that those who are believing into God would remember to practice good works. These things are good and beneficial for everyone. But turn away from foolish arguments, genealogies, quarrels and debates about the law. Such things don't benefit anyone and are useless. Avoid an argumentative man after reproving him once or twice, knowing that such a person is twisted inside and is sinning, being condemned by his own actions. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, come to me promptly in Nicopolis, because I have decided to spend the winter there. Send Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey with diligence, making sure that they don't lack anything. And let those among us also learn to practice honest occupations, to meet everyday needs, so that they are not unfruitful. All those who are with me send you greetings. Greet those who are our loved ones in the faith. Grace be with you all. This is the end of the third chapter of Titus, and the end of the book of Titus. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.